what has been said by United Kingdom, so I have to say that a few points. Actually, I didn't. I was confused a little bit about the way which our dear friends saying that we are going to fill the certain gaps. There's a big gap. There is not any mechanism under the convention, and our intersectional process is going to address that gap, that in circumstances that a state party exposed to the risk of the or danger of the use of biological weapons, which kind of assistance we are going to provide? Should we rely on the WHO, OIE, or some others? We have our own system with its own peculiarities. Shall we wait to see that which organization is going to react to that, to the response? If it was in the case of the alleged use of biological weapons and investigation needed, apart from the Secretary General's investigation, as we were discussing, and we have seen that at least these countries who are just now saying that we don't need such a mechanism, always pushing for an independent investigation mechanism, so that investigation to be triggered by the member states or by the under the certain fora that we were discussing during the ATOC group protocol. Always we were developing such things. We have agreed that in strengthening the convention, we have should develop our own system so that to ensure that this system would not unnecessarily rely on others' ability, which might be help or which might not help. And we should take into account that the mandate of the other organization is different from the mandate that is for the BWC. That is completely different mandate. So very much I see that the no action is encouraged by those delegations now saying about Article 7. That means that we should be silent and not see any kind of move. It does not help at all. It does not help at all, and the way that the working paper is coming from the non-aligned movement and some others shows that we need an independent mechanism to develop so that in case of the danger of or a state party is exposed to the danger or risk of the use of the biological weapons, the necessary assistance could be rendered to that one. That was something also in the ATOC group negotiation we were pursuing. But okay, some might say that ATOC group negotiation is not any more valid. Okay, they might contradict themselves, at least those who have not opposed to the ATOC group negotiations, saying that no, we don't want any more that kind of mechanism. We would like to rely on the WHO, OIE, or some other international organizations. That's something we should be careful that. In the absence of any independent mechanism, there might be many difficulties. I don't want to go one by one. How the member states would cooperate, how there would be a different mandate, how would be given the circumstances that might occur on the use of the on alleged use of the biological weapons. So these are the differences. We should take into account that in the intersectional process, we need a mechanism to be developed on their own system. And I know that the convention is part of those international law, and there are many things which are relevant to each other. And it is why the OPCW now is working now. We develop OPCW because we did mention that we need certain mechanism for the investigation, for the international cooperation, as well for the assistance, and many other things. We developed our system, otherwise we could rely on the certain UN Secretary General mechanism and leave it to the Security Council to decide. It was not as such. We have developed in the, at least in the last 20 years, our own mechanism to ensure that this mechanism would work and all components of that mechanism would be compiled in a separate document, which would help us to respond to any kind of the risk that might be come to the issue of the alleged use of biological weapons and or chemical weapons. That's something I wanted to bring to to your attention and maybe to be consistent with our previously taken position. Thank you.